order, members shouting out shouldn't be doing so. They must calm themselves, keep on an even keel. It's better for their health and for the House.
During a raucous emergency session of Parliament today, British Prime Minister David Cameron said, in hindsight, he would not have hired Andy Coulson, a former editor at the News of the World, the Rupert Murdoch newspaper at the center of the phone hacking scandal.
But if it turns out, as I said, I couldn't be clearer, if it turns out that he knew about the hacking, then that will be a matter of huge regret, a matter of great apology, a disgrace not only that he worked in government, but also, vitally, something that would be subject to criminal prosecutions.
Andy Coulson had resigned from the paper after a reporter and private investigator were jailed for hacking into the phones of members of the royal family. He stepped down as Cameron's aide early this year and is now one of 10 people under arrest in connection with phone hacking at the News of the World. British opposition leader Ed Miliband didn't buy Cameron's defense, calling the decision to hire Coulson a catastrophic error in judgment.
It's not about hindsight, Mr. Speaker. It's not about whether Mr. Coulson lied to him. It is about all the information and warnings that the Prime Minister ignored. He was warned, and he preferred to ignore the warnings.
The BBC's Richard Galpin joins us from London. And Richard, first of all, we could hear some of it, but describe the atmosphere inside the House of Commons today.
Well, as you could hear a bit of it, it was like that, certainly for the first part. It was very, very lively. The Speaker of the House having to tell MPs to calm down, saying it'd be rather better for their health if they lowered their blood pressure somewhat, and really having to quieten things down on a regular basis. But, it was a very lively occasion, and some very serious and pretty fierce debate going on, and some very serious allegations being made. Of course, particularly focusing on the Prime Minister, with the opposition really weighing in on that issue about why he hired this former News of the World editor when certainly the opposition say there had been numerous warnings to the Prime Minister that he shouldn't, because it was potentially, there were allegations that he was tainted, that he was connected allegedly with the phone hacking scandal in his role as the editor of the News of the World.
Did the Prime Minister put these questions about his hiring of Andy Coulson to rest today?
No, I don't think so at all. I think they're still very much alive. He accepts that he did receive some words of advice from senior politicians about him, but didn't listen to them, in the sense that he said that he'd received full assurances from Andy Coulson, the former News of the World editor, that he was not involved in phone hacking. And yet, for example, we had one opposition MP who's been following and, investigating this whole issue for many years, a man called Tom Watson, saying, well, actually, Prime Minister, I sent you a letter detailing new allegations against Mr. Coulson in October 2010. And yet it was quite a few months after that before Mr. Coulson actually stepped down.
Cameron was also questioned today about his relationships with Rupert Murdoch and Rebecca Brooks, the former editor at the News of the World, who's also a close friend of the Camerons. And these questions came up in reference to Murdoch's bid to acquire B-Sky B, the British satellite channel. How did Cameron handle those questions?
This is highly sensitive in the sense that he has actually set out the number of meetings which he held with News International executives during his time as Prime Minister. And the opposition repeatedly questioned him, when you held those meetings, whether they were formal or informal, did you in any way talk about the bid by News International to buy B Sky B, to buy it out fully? He persistently said that he did not have any inappropriate conversations with News International executives, and it ended with that. He did not say anything more.
What you're just referring to is something that came up today as well, about this close relationship politicians have with the British media. And Prime Minister Cameron said that all politicians need to be more transparent about their media contacts. Let's listen.
The point I would make is we've all got to be open about the fact that both front benches spend a lot of time courting Rupert Murdoch, courting News International, courting the Russian who owns The Independent and the Daily Mail and the BBC while we're at it. Everybody has done it. And we've all got to admit that this sort of relationship needs to be changed and put on a more healthy basis.
Richard, there was some speculation that this scandal would really damage David Cameron, that it might take him down. Does he survive this politically?
Well, obviously, we have to wait and see. But, I mean, I think certainly as it stands at the moment, it doesn't seem likely that it's going to bring him down. But it is going to hang over the Prime Minister, undoubtedly, you know, particularly, as I was saying earlier, this key fact that he did go ahead and hire a former News of the World editor as his director of communications in No. 10 Downing Street. That is going to hang over him. And I think really it now depends on the outcome of the police and judicial inquiries as to whether Andy Coulson is guilty of any illegal activity. And if he is, of course, that could take a long time before that actually happens. But if he is found guilty, then I think that could have very serious consequences for the Prime Minister.
And finally, what about those investigations into the phone hacking? The top two men at Scotland Yard have resigned over this. There was another former News of the World employee working for the police. Does the British public have any confidence that authorities really will get to the bottom of this?
Well, I think that's a very good question, actually. And certainly, you know, I think what we can say for sure is that confidence in the police, I mean, not just the police, actually, but the politicians and the press has been very severely dented by this scandal. It really is an extraordinary situation. And, you know, yesterday during the committee hearings, it was openly said that there were expectations that policemen would go to prison for this. Those who have taken money, illegal payments from journalists for information. So we've not only had already the two most senior police officers, commanders, I should say, in the country resigning already, but we have the prospect of policemen going to prison as well. So it has very much shaken public confidence in the police, which is obviously an absolutely key institution here and, of course, in any country. And I think now one big focus of the politicians is to try to restore that confidence. And indeed, the Prime Minister spoke a lot about that, saying that there was a need very much to root out corruption within the British police. And he also said there was a need for fresh leadership and for the whole selection process of the commanders to be opened up to bring in fresh people.
The BBC's Richard Galpin speaking to us from London. Richard, thank you.
Thank you.